Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're hanging out with me. And very excited about having our good friend Anita Rosen back on the show. Anita is the author of the e-commerce question and answer book. I think it's like in its 9th or 10th edition. And another one that I don't have in front of me because I'm on the road, and she'll remind us about that in a minute. But I know it's out. She's our good friend. By the way, Anita, by the folks, has been she was one of the people who helped create the wonderful experience that you and I have on the internet these days, back in the day, which was only about 15 years ago, by the way, folks. And she's our good friend, Anita Rosen. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here.
Good to have you back, as always. Anita, remind us, what's the name of the new book?
E-learning 2.0.
Yeah, e-learning 2.0. Exactly. I just couldn't remember. So check that out, folks, wherever books are sold. Anita, one of the things that's really liberating these days, and is really changing the way a lot of small business owners go to market, is the ability to do marketing online. But as easy as it is, and as inexpensive as it is, it's still a little bit confusing and intimidating for a lot of small business owners. Can you clear it up for us?
Well, it's like any kind of marketing. It just doesn't happen on its own. So you have to play with it. You can't just sit there and say, oh, I'm going to start running advertising in the newspaper and push it off your desk and have someone else do it. You have to figure out which newspaper you're going to, you know, I'm doing an established media that people are probably familiar with.
Right.
You have to
figure
out which newspapers, you have to figure out what kind of ad, you have to figure out placement. There's a lot of issues that you have to figure out what works best for you.
On who your customers are.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's no different than when you go online. Online, you have to figure out the same thing. There's lots of avenues electronically that you can get the word out, and you need to find out, you got to figure out which ones are the ones that work best for you. And a lot of it's also knowing where your customers or your potential customers are. Like right now, there's a big thing. All you hear about is Groupon because they went from zero to everything in a year, and they're talking about them IPOing. And everyone's like, oh, Groupon, Groupon. And what that is where you can advertise
the coupons,
and they send out an email to people. So every day they get sent out another email. And how it works is you share the revenue with Groupon. So
they get 50%.
Pardon? Yes.
They get 50%, I think.
So this can be very expensive. If you say you want to get, you really want to pull people in, so you say, hey, 50% off this widget. And which means, I'm not going to make any money off of this. 50% of the revenue you're going to get for this widget goes to Groupon. So you're really not
If you have something that sells for $20 and you give out a coupon just to get some traffic and you say it's available for 10, then you're going to get 5 when Groupon gets around to paying you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because that's how it works. It's not that the people come in.
So Groupon may be a good deal for you. It may be a good deal for you, but it may not be a good deal for you. That's, you just have to know these things.
Well, it also, you have to think about this thing. You're sending it out. Who is coming in? The biggest issue with who is coming in is it's being sent to targeting to a whole group of people, and there's a lot of people that are coming in. What you want to do is not just get traffic into your establishment. You want to be able to also get traffic that's going to come in, who's going to say, wow, I didn't know the store existed,
come
in and buy more.
Right.
And
well,
buy
see, that's
more
the
than
thing.
Just the widget.
This is the thing that the small business owners have got to get through their head. I've been talking about it all these years. You don't have to conquer the world to be successful. The phone book is not your prospect list. And all you need to do is have a certain, however many you need to be successful. And if you do any kind of marketing, whether it be Groupon or otherwise, and all that does is, especially if you discount, All that does is bring in people who are there for the discount and who are not going to come back unless you give them another discount. That's not a good marketing strategy, is it?
No, not at all. Thank you for clarifying. That's exactly the point I wanted to get at. I wanted to make sure people understood how they worked and what the pitfall is.
It may be for you. These are tools. Think of them as tools. You know, one time you use a hammer, the next time you use a saw, the next time you use a chisel. These are tools that you use strategically, right?
Right. So, and you have to figure out, you know, what am I really trying to do? And that's what's really hard being a small business person.
And I want to talk about that when we come back. Give us your website quickly, Anita.
Sure. It's readygo.com.
Readygo.com, 20 till, right back with Anita Rosen. More to come. She's going to help us understand how to determine which one of these is best for you at what time after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.